This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine and its Western allies are engaged in fast-track talks on the possibility of arming the invaded country with long-range missiles and military aircraft, AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
Mykhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine's supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
NATO is concerned about North Korea's reckless missile test and nuclear weapons program. While the war in Ukraine has ramifications for Asia, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin on Sunday.
We also know that North Korea is providing military support to the Russian war efforts with rockets and missiles, and this just highlights how we are interconnected.
Stoltenberg, in remarks at the beginning of the meeting, citing allegations that Pyongyang is providing military support to the Russian war efforts. At least 51 people were killed in two separate transport accidents in western Pakistan on Sunday when a bus plunged off a bridge and a boat carrying a class of children capsized. 41 are so far confirmed after the bus crash in the southwestern province, while at least 10 students died in the boating accident in the northwest, officials said. This is VOA News. Pope Francis on Sunday prayed for the end of violence in the Holy Land after a fatal Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank city of Jenin resulted in the death of 10 Palestinians in response to the killing of 7 people by a Palestinian gunman. Seven people, including a 14-year-old, were shot dead on Friday in the attack, the worst on Israelis in the Jerusalem area since 2008, which drew wide international condemnation and heightened fears of an already spiraling violence escalating further. The Israeli military said on Saturday it was sending additional troops into the West Bank, which has seen months of worsening clashes that culminated in 2022 with the highest death toll, including militants and civilians, in more than a decade. Final preparations are being made at a cathedral in Kinshasa on Sunday ahead of Pope Francis's visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo. His long-awaited visit to the country and South Sudan next week comes after he postponed an earlier trip late last year that originally had included a stop in the volatile East. Pope Francis is due to arrive in Kinshasa, the country's capital, on Tuesday for a 3-day visit. Turkey has issued a travel warning for its citizens living in or planning on going to European countries, citing Islamophobia and anti-Turkish demonstrations. The warning comes after last weekend's protests in Sweden, where an anti-Islam activist burned the Quran and pro-Kurdish groups protested against Turkey. Following the protest, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Sweden not to expect support for its NATO membership bid. Nigeria's central bank will extend by 10 days a deadline for swapping old naira currency notes, it said in a statement on Sunday. Nigerians will now have until February 10th to turn in 1,500 and 200 notes. The central bank started releasing newly designed notes last month, but many say they cannot find them at banks or cash machines. The CBN governor in a statement said the new deadline would allow more of those in rural communities to exchange the old notes. After the February 10th deadline, the statement said Nigerians would have a further 7 days to deposit old notes directly with the CBN. Nigerian legislators and opposition presidential candidate Akintu Abubakar had called on the central bank to extend the January 31st deadline. The latter said the extension would help in, quote, reducing the financial consequences for citizens. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.